Yes, you have been your one of Katonda.
Praise Jesus much, children of God.
How are you?
You being in the name of the Lord Jesus, and how is your lives? You can greet all your brethren and wish them the best, which come from the seven spirits of God. As Revelation chapter 1 verse 4 tells us, that we tell him that still we move on with our fifth part, and we bring the answering of God unto the world. Why there are many problems from when the year 2020 began. We have two types of answers. We have an answer within all the answers, and God officially opens his worldwide promised call, which is of the nation of Uganda. And it's the revival and the restoration, the greatest and the last on this planet Earth. God is final work on this planet Earth. And by name and voice, I am Apostle Ronald Hope Witness, together with Pastor Samuel Newman,
Bible,
and the Bible reader, Teacher Jacob. We love you all in the name of the Lord Jesus, Son of the living God. We bless in this ministry, the new generation, which has the full knowledge of God and His glory. And we move on to reach unto you
the
answering of God unto the world. Why there are many problems ever since the year 2020 began.
We've
moved on with our fifth part, the portion C.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. Yes. And we still revealed the three types of ways through which God revealed his worldwide promised call, which is on the nation of Uganda in this era of AD, as it was on the nation of Israel in the era of BC. It's God's final work on this planet Earth, and the revival and the restoration, the greatest and the last on this planet Earth.
And
ways we finish them in the parts we finished before, those is come revealing that call. We are still moving on with this third way.
Yes,
praise Jesus much, through which God has revealed this worldwide promised call, which is on the nation of Uganda. God's final work on this planet Earth,
revival
and the restoration, the greatest, and he passes through the prophecy released in the AD
and
based in the scriptures of truth, from within Uganda and outside Uganda.
So oluvannyuma lw'okulaba okwolesebwa okwasu ekyokulabirako ekyokwolesebwa okungi,
after seeing the example of the vision among the many,
okwava mawanga ag'ebweru,
which came from nations outside Uganda,
okwolesebwa kwaba Australia,
we saw the Australian vision
kugwanga lya Uganda,
on the nation of Uganda.
Bategeereza nnyo nti Katonda ali wano mu Uganda,
mostly said God is right here in Uganda,
era Katonda asinzira mu Uganda okukola omulimu ogusembayo kusemazinga w'ensi eno,
basing in Uganda do his final work on this planet Earth.
Twayolekera okulaba ekyokulabirako ekyokwolesebwa okuvudde mu Uganda.
We heard they don't see an example of the vision which came from within Uganda, the vision which passed through the Apostle John Mulinde,
of Prayer Mountain, Uganda,
of the Prayer Mountain, Uganda,
World Trumpet Mission,
and the World Trumpet Mission.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. In the book entitled Prophecy on Uganda, known as Nation at the Crossroads. Now we move on with the portion C. which explains that vision. And we had the portion A. It passed through all that entire vision, how it is.
And
it referred unto the Holy Scriptures in the way of the evangelism.
When we
entered portion
B,
we began to bring scriptures in the form of teaching. Praise Jesus much.
And
we want to move on ahead this day in the other portion. After portion C. Is it not that? This is portion D. Straight. Praise Jesus much. This is portion
D.
Explain the vision which passed through Apostle John Mulinde in the year 1995. A prophecy on Uganda. The book entitled Nation at the Crossroads.
Yes,
praise Jesus much.
So,
after it being explained to paragraphs above of this vision, the first paragraph said like this.
God said,
Mukama yagamba,
mighty outpouring of the Holy Spirit is about to come upon the nation of
Uganda.
It is going to transform this nation.
Kugenda chuse gwanga lino
and the church
ne kanisa
from what it is today.
Okuva kwecho cheri lero.
So twalaba kufukibwa kwa moyo omuntu ku mubujjuvu
bwe. We saw the power of the Holy Spirit in his fullness.
Akora emyo musambu ya Katonda.
Who makes the seven spirits of God.
Ejirina amanya mu Isaiah sura 11 onyoro okubiri.
Those which have their name in Isaiah chapter 11 verse 2.
Kuri omoyo wa mukama.
Where there is the spirit of the Lord.
Omoyo wa magezi.
The spirit of wisdom.
Omoyo okutegera.
Spirit of understanding.
Omoyo okuteisa.
The spirit of counsel.
Omoyo wa amanya.
The spirit of power. The spirit of knowledge. The spirit of fear of God. Its workings as the word of God is. And the spirit power in the much power. Upon the nation of Uganda like today. This paragraph. Of this vision, the other portion says.
It is going to break many things that has been barriers. It is going to change everything and glory his name. Yes, praise Jesus much.
Now, in the outpouring of the Holy Spirit, in his fullness, the seven spirits of God, when we got explained, it was shown that in the Acts 1 verse 8, when the Spirit comes, he gives us power. When we appear witnesses of God in the whole world.
Yes,
praise Jesus
much.
And in Zechariah 4:6, not by power, not by might, but by the Spirit of God. Now the appearing of the Spirit of God takes away things which hinder God's final work on this
earth.
And it changes many things to be able to bring the glory of God. We were told the situation prevailing in the world since 2020 began. Satan is right behind raising the dust. He raised floods. The troubles in the world. But the Spirit of the Lord. Isaiah 59:90. He too is ready to raise the standard. Satan and the powers of darkness. Why he set this final work on the planet Earth, basing in Uganda, Pearl of Africa, finished to mightily power his spirit in his fullness. Now, move to explain the second paragraph. It said like this.
He said,
Yagamba,
the time has come when my hand is going to open the borders of Uganda. I do not know what exactly that means.
Simanyi dale chuchu chitegeza.
I do not know how he is going to do it.
Era simanyi na ngeri jagenda chikola.
I cannot even imagine how open borders are like.
So wala na kufumi itiriza bode zigudwa wazibera zitia.
Yesu yebazi bwenye.
Praise Jesus much.
Mchitundu cha fechikia sembi yeyo.
In our last portion of this vision, the portion C, God explained very well.
According to
the vision showed Apostle John Mulinde.
God told
him his hand is right about to open borders of Uganda. And he said,
yes,
I do not know how he's going to open them up. And I don't not know what it indeed means. And I do not know. It's going to reach to which far.
Then
the way he's going to do it, I don't know. Now God was answering us. After sending his spirit in our midst, even
sand
moved to open up these borders. According to those we heard, in the Isaiah 63, verse 11 and 12, where is he who put his spirit in their midst? He who moved his right hand, where was the right hand of Moses? When the Holy Spirit manifests, the hand of God opens up borders already manifest. Yet he said he never opens them up
so zigara,
unless he first closes them.
It
took us in Isaiah 24, verse 10. That the city of confusion is the planet Earth. It's been broken down because of confusion of politics, confusion in the economic sector, vision of nation, clan, and languages. Vision of the healthy sector, field of
life.
Confusions
Kamadini
of religions and beliefs. Evolving the false salvation. Hidden within the true salvation.
And
many other confusions like those. And he said it's been broken down. And the roads within it,
nyumba,
the houses,
ne borders,
and the borders,
duwao,
they have been closed. No one is allowed to get out, neither to enter.
Kale nyinti, borders,
we knew God could not open up these borders except his first closed them.
Tumanyi,
because we know he's the one known of about this,
wagarao,
that when he closed, no one opens.
Wagarao,
when he opens,
wagarao,
no one can shut.
So
now we saw the way he's going to be doing it. And he showed us many other secrets.
Where
there are songs which worship him with truth and spirit.
It
shows they'll come from right from here. According to Zephaniah, chapter
3,
verse
9
to
10,
that those is true worshippers, those from beyond rivers of Ethiopia, praise Jesus much. Now in that word, he showed borders will open them to the ends of the world.
It
leads us with the Holy Spirit setting the whole world. Praise Jesus
much.
Now this step we are moving on with our portion D in the 5th part.
And we
bring the answering of God to the world. Why there are many problems from when the year 2020 began. Praise Jesus much. Now as we look to this third way, through which God revealed his worldwide promised call, which is the nation Uganda. There is a vision from outside Uganda and from within Uganda. Now we look
at
this vision which passed Apostle John Mulinde. This is a portion D. Praise Jesus much.
We
move on, the other paragraph says,
but he said, you will have an open nation.
For
I am going to bring many people from all over the world. People who are suffering. People with heart arches. People who have come to the end of themselves will come to this nation.
Well,
I will make this nation a raving fountain where the leeches of my peace will be flowing. Where the leeches of my peace will be from.
Praise Jesus much. This third paragraph shows After he opens up borders of all nations of the world, after closing them as today, he's going to send people who have suffered,
situation
prevailing because of many troubles in the world,
people
who have gotten wounds in their hearts,
people
who have reached the end of their own lives,
and
they no more have what to do next. It means the situation, all prevailing in the world, presses people to enter within this prophecy. That we get people who have suffered, people
who've
gotten wounds on the heart, people
who've reached
end of life and there's no more any other solution,
because the
problems prevailing from 2020, and there will be people reaching
end of
life, there's no answer on problems prevailing.
Yes,
praise Jesus. Main thing in this paragraph is that he would have made this nation
is
a fountain of life. And it passes the riches of his peace flowing here.
He said, I will make this nation a living fountain.
Fula e guangalino, ensule, ensule namu, enamu,
where the riches of my peace will be flowing.
Awoboga gabwe mirembe changwe bulikulukutira.
Kwigamba egwanga arifura ensule namu.
Now we make this nation a living fountain.
The
riches of the peace of God, where it flows from.
Now,
I want to show you, how does it come about?
He's
reached the end of their lives. Problems amended from 6 to
2015.
Those suffering, those with
broken,
hearted with wounds, how will they come here and how will they prove there is a living fountain of life here?
A
fountain of riches of peace flowing.
There
going to be a gospel of the kingdom of God as you hear it today, in the righteousness, in the kingdom of heaven. And it's preached from right here as today, and spreads the whole world in the revival. Now it will openly be manifest that the fountain of peace, the living fountain of the peace of God, it's right here.
Kubanga,
because when he speaks of peace,
agamba,
he says, how good are the feet of those who bring the gospel of peace. It's never been another gospel. Must be of the kingdom of God and the righteousness in the kingdom of heaven. That's why he speaks in Romans. Romans chapter 10
and
the verse 14 and to 15. And he says like this. Romans chapter 10 from verse 14.
Kale balikabirira batya gwe batannakkiriza. Era balikkiriza batya gwe batannawulirako. Era baliwulira batya awatali abuulira. Olunyole 15. Era balibuulirwa batya nga tebatumiddwa. Nga bwe kyawandiikibwa nti ebigere byabwe nga birungi nnyo. Ababulira enjiri ey'ebirungi.
Yes. Enjiri ey'emirembe.
The gospel of peace.
Yes,
praise Jesus. Now when he says, this nation
is
going to make it a living fountain, within it the riches of my peace. Here it means the gospel is going to be flowing. Even our feet, they move it in the nations, the gospel of the kingdom of God, in the righteousness, in the kingdom of heaven. Praise Jesus
much.
Now listen. I want to repeat for you here. I read in English. Praise Jesus much.
Let me read in English. Romans 10,
14
to 15. He says,
agamba.
Says, how then shall they call on him whom they have not believed? And how shall they believe in him whom they have not heard? And how shall they hear without a preacher? Verse 15. And how shall they preach except they be sent? As it is written, how beautiful. How beautiful are the feet of them that preach the gospel of peace. And bring grand tidings of good things. Yes,
praise Jesus much. Now to say,
Say
the nation Uganda, God determines. Make it a living fountain.
Those
riches of my peace. Here it means
God
of the kingdom of God
in
the righteousness. Because the world, the nation departed from God to follow Satan. God left them to Satan and bring travelers their way.
Where 2020
began the increase, and they are still
increasing.
But behind,
he's prepared,
let me leave them suffer.
They
break their hearts.
Batuke kunkomero yebintu
the end of the
solution.
They have no solution.
No. Then ngaline gwanga lyategese.
As the nation is prepared.
Lirimu ensulo.
In it is a fountain.
Ensulo namu.
A living fountain.
Ekulukutamu obugago bw'emirembe
gye. Those riches of this peace.
Na yenge emirembe gye si kintu kirala.
That peace is nothing else.
Enjiri.
The gospel.
Kubanga akugambye.
Because he's told you.
Romans 10:17.
Abalumi 10 lunyirwa.
And how shall they preach? Romans 10:15. And how shall they preach except they be sent? As it is written, how beautiful at the feet of them that preach the gospel of peace and bring grand tidings of good things.
Abaleta maulira gesanyo agebi ntwe birungi.
Kagade bako.
Now see.
Bwagamba nti eja kubensa ekulukuta eminembe gya Katonda.
It be a nation flowing with the peace of God.
Erimu ensulo ensibuko.
It is a fountain.
Ensibuko.
A source sink.
Ensibuko ennamu.
A living fountain. Source of riches of his peace. There is planted the beginning of the gospel. You know, a fountain, a
source,
out of the source cometh water supply everywhere.
It's
really based on the source of the river Nile.
So
now I want in another way. I move to make that a fountain, a source. My peace flowing. Peace it gives, but not as the world gives. This peace, if you want to see of it, there must be a gospel of peace. That is say how good are the feet of those who bring the gospel of peace, who bring glad tidings of good things, of good things.
Yes,
the world is in problems and hope is no more. They see as if God got silent many years.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. Now they see.
Are
those bringing the gospel of peace. What God told Apostle John Mulinde. That I'm going to make Uganda a living fountain.
With
the riches of my peace. He was meaning
that
there will be a source of the gospel of kingdom of God in the righteousness in the kingdom of heaven. When peace is to come from God, not as the world gives, but as God gives.
So
if you are to see that peace, there must be those bring the gospel of peace.
And
that gospel of peace,
you
need a good promises, glad tidings.
Yes,
praise Jesus much.
Great
tidings and they are good. praise Jesus much. That's what he has done. Especially in this ministry. The new generation with the full knowledge of God. When he moved with the heavenly journey from 2005 to 2011 to make me see the kingdom of God
in
all of righteousness within it, in the kingdom of heaven, that we can revive that fountain to be here, to flow unto the nations. There then is open the borders for those reasons.
Yes,
praise Jesus much.
Is
where he speaks to Isaiah chapter 40, verses 9 unto 10. And he says like this. Isaiah 40 in the verse 9.
Gwabulira Sayuni ebigambo ebirungi. Werinyire ku lusozi oluwanvu. Gwabulira Yerusalemi ebigambo ebirungi. Yimuse eddoboozi lyo n'amaanyi. Liyimuse, totya. Gamba ebibuga bya Yuda nti laba, Katonda wammwe. Olunya olw'ekkumi. Laba, Mukama Katonda alijja ng'ow'amaanyi, n'omukono gwe gulimufugira. Laba, empeera ye eri naye. N'okusasula kwe kuli mu maaso ge.
Yes.
Abulira Sayuni ebirungi.
He brings good tidings to Zion.
Yogera waggulu n'eddoboozi totya.
Speak up loud with a loud voice.
Kubanga nze nkakasa.
For me, I
sure. By the Spirit of God. That
the fountain is
ekulukuta obugagga bw'emirembe gya Katonda.
Put flowing water.
Ensulo.
The fountain.
Eyenjiri y'obwakabaka bwa Katonda.
The gospel of the kingdom of God. In the righteousness. In the kingdom of heaven. I'm sure of that.
Yesu yebazibwe.
Praise Jesus much. That Apostle John Mulinde, all your brethren in the whole world,
you,
no more weight that is going to make it that the fountain of riches, of the peace of
that
flow to all nations of the world. But now understand this, already did that work. The reason why he left many travels happened from when 2020 began.
It
will bring people who suffered, those weary and burdened, that
he brings
people broken of hearts. They have waited
religion,
have not answered why
things
are, they wait for belief, they have not answered,
waited
prophets they had in this age, and they said the Spirit deceived them.
They got
heartbroken. They said, what's moving on? Here in Uganda, we have one of them. He said, inquired from all prophets, what is moving on? That there was no answer. He requested God to send them an apostle.
Not
just sending him, he already sent him
way
back. Because you have not been pressed much to welcome him.
Yes, you ever see.
Praise Jesus much. Now let's understand this. That the feet of those bring the gospel of peace. They don't bring
it
of the kingdom of heaven. And he told them, if you move, the kingdom of heaven is drawn at hand.
Matthew 7:18.
The feet of those coming bring the gospel of peace. They don't bring another gospel.
They
say when they move, they do what? You read for us.
They
can explain by the Spirit of God what is moving on. Because God answers the world.
When
there are many problems since the year 2020 began. Matthew 10 and the verse 7.
Bwe mubanga mutambula, mubulirenga nga mugamba nti, obwakabaka obw'omuggulu bunaatera okutuuka. Olunya olw'omunaana. Muwonyenga abalwadde, muzuukizenga abafu, mulongoosenga abagenge, mugobenga dayimooni. Mwaweebwa buwa, nammwe muwenga buwa.
Yes! Kati wasomye Baruumi.
Now the Romans,
esura ey'ekkumi,
chapter 10,
olunya olw'ekkumi n'ennya,
verse 14,
15. Nga birungi ebigere by'abaleeta enjiri y'emirembe.
At the feet of the who bring the gospel of peace, and who bring the glad tidings, which preaches good things.
What?
No, the feet they move doing what? Matthew 10.
7 and 18.
To take the gospel of peace.
Go
preach the kingdom of heaven. At hand. Cast demons. Raise the dead. Freely you are given. You to freely give. There is no miracle to be sold. There is no blessing to be sold. There is no gospel to be sold. This which
flows
this time. Right at the source where God promised. In Uganda, Pearl of Africa.
Reviving
gospel of the kingdom of God. In the righteousness. In the kingdom of heaven. Now when they move.
They go
reach kingdom of heaven. God to take me 2005. To 2011, the heavenly journey.
And
aim was to put a source fountain here.
Of
gospel of the kingdom of God. In the readiness. In the kingdom of heaven. Then we move to borders. Open doors to be opened. Apostle Apostle
Paul.
And we move, take the gospel. Kingdom of heaven. In the righteousness. Yes. Even if your head doesn't understand well. They tell you Romans. Chapter 10 verse 15.
How
at the feet of the gospel, who bring the gospel of peace?
When
you think it's the gospel of take it, receive it.
Matthew
10.
Verse
7 tells you.
Preaching
kingdom of heaven is the only gospel bringing peace. Even the others seeking, they tell them, first seek the kingdom of God and the righteousness. According to Matthew chapter 6, verse 33, yes, they say like this. Matthew chapter 6, verse 33.
Naye musoke munonyo bwakabaka bwe n'obutuukirivu bwe era ebyo byonna mulibyongerwako.
Yes.
Yabagamba kati mulaba.
Told them how you see.
Ne bali bagenda okuleeta ababonerera.
Others is going to bring suffering.
Abamenyese emitima.
Those broken of hearts.
Abatuse ku nkomero y'ebintu.
Preach the end of
nabo bajja banoonya bwakabaka bwa Katonda.
Come seeking the kingdom of God.
It's
the righteousness.
Is
I put the fountain if you two are going for the source, the fountain
of
riches of my peace.
Because
for the kingdom of God
and
the heaven are planted here.
And
when you are going,
if
those coming you will
meet
them to have told them,
you
first seek the kingdom of God and righteousness in the kingdom of heaven. You just meet each other.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. Indeed, this prophecy, even Apostle John Mulinde, in 1995, it's no more waiting. It's right working now. It's come to pass. Now, if you want to prove that the gospel of the kingdom of God in the righteousness in the kingdom of heaven
is
planted right here, the source and the real fountain is here, as the source of the river Nile is here, you first ask yourself the kingdom of God. They tell these ones to seek what is it. In Matthew chapter 12, 28 explains it, and they say like this. Matthew chapter 12, verse 28.
Na yobanga nze nkanyuga daimoni kubomoye gwa Katonda. Kano obwakabaka bwa Katonda bubajidde.
Ibwe manga ngobe mizimu.
If I cast demons by the Spirit of God,
obwakabaka bwa Katonda,
the kingdom of God has come for you.
Kati bali abanonyo obwakabaka bwa Katonda.
Seek the kingdom of God.
Basingana tubulira obwakabaka bwa Katonda.
Let us preach the kingdom of God in the readiness in the kingdom of heaven.
Kati obwakabaka bwa Katonda bwetubulira.
The kingdom of God we preach.
Bwetubulira.
That we preach.
Matayo 12:38
says, I cast demons by the Spirit of God.
The
kingdom of God has come for you.
After
the source of the Holy Spirit is here, in his fullness, the kingdom of God right here, it got planted. All along those who sought the kingdom of God, some never knew it. But those who seek kingdom of God, you seek the Holy Spirit.
We
pray the prayer in Matthew 6, verse 9-11, that the Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth as it's done in heaven. The kingdom we request to come is the Holy Spirit. Thy will be done on earth as it's done in heaven. We started the kingdom of heaven.
We see
things in heavens, we can't practice them on this world.
The
others move to seek the kingdom of God and the righteousness.
They
find us preaching
and move,
preaching the gospel of peace in the kingdom of God and the righteousness in the kingdom of heaven. The kingdom of God, we know it's the Holy Spirit. As his fullness, you've understood it.
Now,
righteousness, where you know it's right here also. You see when the word is present. For there is no faith without the word.
You
say a man believes with his heart to be given righteousness. The righteousness they seek for it's planted. Have you understood something? You see, Romans chapter 10,
verse 9,
12, it says like this. Let's read you here. Romans chapter 10, from verse 9.
Yesu mukama n'akamwako nokkiriza mutima gonti Katonda yamuzukiza mu bafu olirokoka. Kubanga omuntu akiriza na mutima okuwebwa obutuukirivu. Era yatula nakamwa okulokoka.
Yes.
Baalumi 19:10
kugambi. 10:9-10 said.
Na dalo lwe 10
lugambi. Most 11:10 said.
Kubanga omuntu akiriza na mutima gwe.
A person believes with his heart to be given righteousness.
Naye ato mtasobola kukiriza.
But a person cannot believe when there is no words. That's Romans 10:17. It is said like this. Romans chapter 10 verse
17.
Yes. Faith cometh from hearing and hearing by the word of God. Now see, who seek the kingdom of God and the righteousness in the kingdom of heaven, the kingdom was planted, was given a base here. It's the fullness of the Holy Spirit. Matthew 12:28. I cast demons by the Spirit of God. The kingdom of God has come for you. The righteousness that they seek for, coming from believing and believing, coming from hearing the word of God, that too is planted. For Romans 10, 9:10 says, man believes with his heart to be given righteousness and confess with his mouth to be saved. But the one believing, they never believe without the word. The word of God planted very well. Because Romans 10:17 says, faith comes from hearing and hearing the word of God. You too, if you hear like today, you hear they have planted imparted righteousness.
Kwenye chigambo chulia.
The word you hear it.
Karika tu ndafuri de dali ne guanga.
God has indeed made this nation.
E suro.
A fountain.
E obugaga.
Of the riches. Of his peace.
E kurukutire siyona.
That flow to all nations of the world.
Nobugaga obu.
And all riches.
Ye njiri obakabaka buwakatune.
The gospel of the kingdom of God.
Nobutukirifu.
And the righteousness.
Obakabaka buwomuguru.
In the kingdom of heaven.
Katubakabaka buwomuguru chichi.
Now, what's the kingdom of heaven?
Bible yetegeza.
Bible proclaims.
Matayi suri omunana.
Matthew chapter 8.
Ibanja abajjo okuvibu banjuba.
Many will come from the east.
I don't know vanju ba tuba tuogera ko wano tuliko wano mu Uganda mu East Africa.
We are right here in Uganda, East Africa.
Na bava mu West.
And those from the West.
Abagendo yingirira mbwaka bakabo mu babere na Ibrahim.
Enter in the kingdom of heaven be with Abraham.
Ati Yesu ngalwaki asimbe nyo base.
The reason why is based and plan that is based here.
So ko rusomere Matayo go.
Read us in the Matthew you hear.
Matayi sura eyo munana no runyiriri olwe 10 olumu.
Matthew chapter 8 the verse 11.
Nange mbagamba nti banja abali vebu vanjuba nebugwanjuba abali tula wamu na Ibrahimu ne Isaka ne Yakobo mu bwakabaka obw'omuguru.
Yes. Banja abali vebu vanjuba.
Many will come from the east.
Eranja galo okutegeza bwe nabali mu East Africa.
Tell you all in the East Africa.
Abali mu Africa mwena.
All Africa.
Abali mu Europe.
Those in Europe.
Kulanga bali ndiride nyo mu West yeyo.
But they are mostly waiting in the West.
Ee, West is Europe.
West is Europe, the Western nations.
Bali ndiride revival.
They are waiting for this revival.
Dina yechi etibaro chiri bwechi.
That the calculation is like this.
Okuyingirira mbwaka bakabwo omuguru.
To enter in the kingdom of heaven.
Kubera na Ibrahim.
To be with Abraham.
Kandi bwaka bakabwo omuguru.
Now the kingdom of heaven.
Bulijjo bwaukala no bwaka bakabwa katona kitono nnyo.
It differs a little with the kingdom of God.
Bwana abantu bakwasaganya ebindu ebiri mu Bible byombiri.
Those both these words are in the Bible.
Obwaka bakabwa katonda.
The kingdom of God and the kingdom of heaven.
Ebigambo bisomebwa mu Bible.
Both words are written in the Bible.
Abantu babyawula.
People do not differentiate them.
Now, the
kingdom of God is the Holy Spirit in His
fullness.
All His works He does. Those in righteousness. As the word of God is. Now the kingdom of heaven. They are the territories from the heaven to see the sky. To reaching the third heaven.
Paka waguru weguru.
Up to above the heavens.
Yetusange guru eri jane
nsi. We find new heavens and new
earth. Ngabibulirwa.
And they are preached.
Yesu ngorwachi.
That's the reason why.
Yatwala murugendo lweguru.
He took me in the heavenly journey.
Ngatuda motegeza amawanga.
In presume tell nations.
Ah, ewamwe muguru.
Their citizenship is in heaven.
Temwela likira biri kunsi nokugwawo kwayo.
Don't worry of the world that is passing away.
Kusina ku Filipi esule yokusadu.
Philippians chapter 3.
Onyurabiri etugambye bwete.
Verse 20 has told us like this.
Aba Filipi esule yokusatu nolo nyiriri olwa 20.
Philippians chapter 3 and the verse 20.
Kubanga fe wafe muguru eraje tulindirira omulokozi okuvaayo mukama fe Yesu Kristo.
Yes, yebazibwe
jina.
Filipi kusatu abili agambe.
Philippians 3:20 says.
Kubanga fe wafe muguru
our citizenship in heaven.
Eraje tulindirira.
We are waiting
omulokozi wafe okuvaayo.
Our savior to come from there.
Kino chitegeza aje.
This means what?
Eyongera okunyweza nti Uganda.
It moved on to establish Uganda.
Yasubiza ukita mtume John Mulinda neba nabbi banji.
Promised through Apostle John Mulinda and many prophets.
Okujifura.
To make it.
Ensulo.
A fountain.
Ensulo namu.
A living fountain.
Ekurukuta mwa bugaggo obw'emirembe.
Which flows the riches of his peace.
Nabukurukutira ensizo
na. And the flow of all nations of the world.
Nyinge ekurukuta njiriga bwakabaka bwakatonda.
It flows the gospel of the kingdom of God.
Obwakabaka bwanoye moyo mutukuvu
mbujivuwe. Of God is the Holy Spirit in his fullness.
Nemini muje jonanga bwijiri.
All his works out they are.
Muguru ne kunsi.
In the heavens and earth.
Era obutukirivu.
Righteousness.
Uva mukukiriza.
It cometh from believing.
Nokukiriza okuva mukulira.
Faith comes from hearing.
Nokulye chigambo cha katonda.
Hearing the word of God. All those planted best
through
the kingdom of heaven
cometh
from the heaven you see in the sky.
It
moves high above to far heaven. It
moves
out to above the heaven where you find the new heavens and new earth. Those what have been planted to bring peace and resume tell nations. Philippians 3:20
says,
do not worry though the earth passes away. For our home is in heaven. That's why we always pray that our Father in heaven, the question, the children, what are you doing on this world? Except to reconcile with him.
So Uganda,
now brethren, no more in mere prophecy, but it's coming to pass.
Uganda dala sulo.
Did Uganda is a living fountain which flows bridges of the peace of God.
It's
the gospel of the kingdom of God and the righteousness in the kingdom of heaven. Praise Jesus.
And
there are involved going to the third heaven. As 2 Corinthians chapter 12 tells us, let's read we here.
Abakolinse ekyokubiri esule ye 12 n'olunyiriri olusooka.
2 Corinthians chapter 12 from verse 1.
Kingwanidde okwenyumiriza newankubadde nga tekusaana, naye ka ngende mukolesebwa n'okubikkulira kwa Mukama waffe. Olunya olwokubiri, manye omuntu mu Kristo eyakamala emyaka 14 oba mu mubiri simanyi, oba watali mubiri simanyi, Katonda amanyi. Okutwalibwa omuntu ali bw'atyo mu ggulu ery'okusatu.
Praise Jesus.
Bw'osoma bakwalisa ekyokubiri 12.
Read 2 Corinthians chapter 12.
Olunya olusooka paka olwokubiri.
From verse 1 to 2.
Mutume Pawulo annyonnyola nti yatwalibwa Kristo.
Apostle Paul explained he was taken by Christ.
Mu ggulu ery'okusatu.
Into the third heaven.
Kaada bako.
Now see.
Katonda okuntambuza olugendo lw'eggulu kyali bw'ekiti.
God to take you into heavenly journey, it was like this.
Nga katabo kali akafuluma.
As the book that is going to be released.
Ne CD ne DVD zifuluma.
And the CDs and videos to be released. Which hold the 7-year heavenly biblical journey. God intended to take me to the third heavens. And we moved out to reach the above the heavens. Where we find the new heaven. His aim was one. The prophecy he has come giving. That in the Bible. In the Holy Scriptures. Those in the history.
Most
the European explorers. The prophecy released in the AD. Basing in the Holy Scriptures. Outside and within Uganda. As we see today, we see that it comes to pass that he planted the fountain of things. That's why today we are going to hear them as new to you because they come from the source. Yet they flow with goodness and sweetness.
Yes, you must
praise Jesus.
Heaven is empia and empia.
Above there, we reached there, we found the new heavens and the new earth. That's why it speaks in Revelation chapter 22. Revelation chapter 21, from verses 1 and 2. And he speaks, saying like this. Revelation chapter 21 from verse 1.
Nendeba zi heavens empya n'ense empya. Kubanga zi heavens ez'olubereberye n'ense y'olubereberye nga zigenze.
Yes.
Nendeba heavens empya.
And I saw new heaven.
N'ense empya.
And the new earth.
Kubanga heaven is always eguru.
The first heaven. The first heavens. The first had passed away. Now to this world,
and
the heavens which are when they pass away, where this gospel come and bring peace, and that of glad tidings, we can even understand there is the new heavens and the new earth above the heavens. Do not be worried. We are more than conquerors.
Yes, he
praise Jesus much. Now he said Revelation 21, verses 1 and 2. And I saw new heavens and the new earth. For the first heavens and the first earth, they had passed away.
These
heavens which are from the one you see in the sky, the blue heavens.
Passing
through, find three heavens up there. When they pass away, there above the heavens, God best to create heaven and
earth. Heaven is empire.
There we find new heavens and new earth. The things of new world order, they are of foolishness. Nothing new they are going to do here.
But
there are new heavens and the new earth to bring a new preparation. That you call new world order. That is the confusion of the world.
Uh.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. That's what he's told you. I don't want to speak beyond that paragraph. As he said.
But he said, you will have an open nation. I am going to bring many people from all over the world. People who are suffering. People with heart arches. People who have come to the end of themselves. Will come to into this nation. For I will make this nation a living fountain where the riches of my peace will be flowing. Yes,
praise Jesus much.
Trouble prevailing
from 2020 when it began. God has a calculation behind it. Do not forget him. Told us Isaiah 59:19. This is what happens when he's up to something. Let's read.
Isaiah 59:19. Kale balitya erinnya lya Mukama okuva ebugwanjuba n'ekitiibwa kye okuva ebuvanjuba. Omulabe yagolokosa amataba n'omwoyo n'asitula omutindo okumulwanyisa.
Yes.
Omulabe yagolokosa amataba
enemy rose floods the dust.
Emitawana mu nsi. Omwoyo n'ayimusa omutindo gw'omulembe omupya.
People raise the standard of new generation.
Ogulina okumanya Katonda okujjudde.
Which has the full knowledge of God.
N'ekitiibwa kye.
And his glory.
Alwane naye.
Then he fight with him.
Kyaliko kati.
It's what is up to now. Fear not.
Kakati labako.
Now you see.
5G,
5G
and 6G networks.
6G networks.
Bazita the 5th generation.
They call them the 5th generation. Omulembo gwokutano.
N'omulembo gwomuka.
And the 6th generation.
Iye katonda ebyabivaako de byemirembe.
God
yatonda mupya.
Those generations he created a new one. It's never been.
Yatonzewo mulembe mupya.
Nakuteka
mwamanya gatabangana.
Put in it power which never been. To fight
manyiga 5G
and 6G. Powers of 5 and 6G networks.
This is also a generation power,
this
but new.
Tu mulembe manyiga mulembe na mapya.
Itage mulembe jigendo okuja.
Cold of the generation to come.
Gali munyomu bebulani esura ya mukaga.
Most in the Hebrews.
Ngo wasi alinga kumanya age mulembe jigendo okuja.
That shared the power of the generation. Come the new generation.
Yes, we have
praise Jesus much.
Sabe Uganda.
Now, brethren,
Uganda
Uganda is no more going to be made a living fountain of the riches of the peace of God
to
flow to all nations. That's the gospel of the kingdom of God in the kingdom of heaven. But
he
already made us that. That's what we are. When you hear you Uganda was not yet known,
your
straight move, see how it works. Nations, when they hear, will straight run to seek.
Yes,
praise Jesus
much.
The fourth paragraph of the vision which Pastor Apostle John Mulinde in 1995.
Uganda.
A prophecy on Uganda. In the book entitled Nation at the Crossroads. That paragraph says like this.
When the people of this nation shall come to this water.
Abantu beguanga ino ebana jeria mazigano.
They will perceive it.
Bajagalaba.
And their hearts will receive peace.
Ere mitima jawe jina afune mirembe.
Kakati.
Now.
Abantu okusoka abo muguanga lye. Nini yitidua.
First of this very nation called.
When they
come where fountain is.
For his
called nation. But he has a center.
Those
is chosen out to first make them.
Have you
heard
okay,
well?
Let me read it again.
Paragraph 4.
When the people of this nation shall come to this water, they will perceive it.
and their heart will receive peace.
Emitima jabwe ginafuna emirembe.
Naye uliriza abo nation mugwanga lyennyini eriyitiddwa.
Of this very nation called.
Nabo betaaga okujja awali ensulo yennyini wetekeddwa.
Need to come where the fountain has been put.
Kati abamawanga bebana abasooka ffe tulina
buzibu. Those of the nations when they will come before you, we have no problem.
Kubanga okuliraana ennyanja si kwe kuvuba ennyo n'okulyanga.
Being near the lake is not to fish many fish and to drink water from it.
N'okulyanga ku byennyanja.
Even to eat of the fish from it.
Waliwo abalunnyanja bo batunda ezinyirira.
Fishermen, they sell off the best fish.
Fene tuli ezisinga obulungi abeera
wabwe. Fillet and the small fish they leave it to us.
Kyandibaawo ku mmwe Uganda.
It may happen upon you, Uganda.
Ne mubeera ku nsulo naye nga temufunyeemu.
You are right at the society, you have not profited from it.
Amawanga ne gafunamu.
It nations will profit from it.
When the people of this nation shall come to this water,
bantu begwanga ino bebana jeri amazigano,
they will perceive it.
Bajagalaba.
And their heart will receive peace.
Emitima jabwe ginafuna emirembe.
They will be strengthened.
Bajja kuzibwa
amaani. They will raise up under the anointing of the Holy Spirit.
Bajja golokoka wansi w'amafuta g'omwoyo mutukuvu.
They will return with the fire of the Holy Spirit.
Bajja kuddayo n'omuliro gw'omwoyo mutukuvu.
And they will look for this nation for their solution.
Era bajja kunoonya eggwanga lino ery'ekyokuddamu kyabwe.
Wise of the world.
Abageza ab'ensi.
The powerful of the world.
Abamanya ab'ensi.
They will come down here to seek counsel from men and women of God.
Serengeta bano okufuna okuteesa okuva basajja n'abakazi ba Katonda.
Alirabako.
Now you see.
Olw'okuba yamaze okufuka omwoyo mu bujjuvu.
Because he poured his spirit in the fullness.
Abandi bajja kuba bajja na ku luzzi.
People will be coming at the fountain. Source.
Kyava atekawo ensibuko y'omugakiyo.
That's why he put the source of the river Nile.
Kubanga yayogera ku mwoyo mutukuvu nti ali kulukuta mu kabonero ak'emigeja abazze abalamu.
Because he spoke of the Holy Spirit to flow in the sign of the living waters.
Ukusizira kubiri mu Yohane suli yo musango.
According to what is in John chapter 7.
7:38-39. Ayogeranga agamba bwati.
He speaks as he says like this.
Yohana isuli yo musango no lunyiriri olwasatu mu 8.
John chapter 7:38.
Akirizanze ngecha wandikwa bwikigamba nti emika gya mazza amalamu giri kulukuta mu lubuto lwe. 7:9. Echu yachogera ku moyo gwe bali bagenda okuwebwa abamukiriza.
Ee akiriza Yesu.
He who believeth Jesus.
Emigeje amaza mara mujikurukuta okuva mu lubuto
lwe. Rivers of living waters flow from them.
Twasoka kuba na mugga guno ogwachira.
We first saw the river
okuva mu lubuto lwa Uganda.
Flow from the belly of Uganda.
Okubuna amawanga manji.
Spread by the nations.
Yesu yebazibwe.
Praise Jesus.
Nikati atadde ensibuko y'omwoyo omutukuvu.
But is put the fountain of the Holy Spirit.
Kubanga mu Yohana ene sura esure y'omusango.
In the John chapter 7.
7:38-39
says.
Agame nti akiriza ye.
He who believeth him.
Mundamu ye muli kulukuta emigeja amazza amaramu.
He said them will flow rivers of living water.
Nti ekyo yachogera ku mwoyo omutukuvu yali agenda okutuwebwa.
That meaning the Holy Spirit was to be given.
Olwaleero tukyayogera nti yali agenda okuwebwa wano mu Uganda.
No more speak was to be given here in Uganda.
Ekisubizo bwe kyagambibwa omutume John Mulinde.
As the promise said in Apostle John Mulinde.
Kubanga agamba munatuukawo wano wenyini awata densulo.
When you reach here where he put his fountain.
Mulembo mpyo gwino okumanya Katonda okujjudde.
The generation with the full knowledge of God.
Focus of God medias.
The focus of God medias.
Mujja kuchutegerera damu kirabire ddala.
You come to understand it and perceive it.
Era ne mirembo jja kuba ojiwulira.
Even the works will be here.
Agamba ndira mujja kuba mudizibwa mu amanyi. Jja kulira amanyi.
You will be strengthened.
Ago mulimu gwa Katonda ogusembe okusemazinga wese.
The power of the final work of God on
planet. Usitukirawo nga bwulira leero.
Straight rise up as you hear today.
Kubanga yategeza mikwatu munana.
Because he spoke in Acts 1:8.
Urokuwa moyo mtukuva aja kuba urede musanze
u. The Holy Spirit will have found him there.
Akiriza na receiving.
You receive.
Wawa amanyi ngatugena maso.
It's empower to move on.
Yeso ngacha ganti bali ja kumukuruzo.
That's why he said they will come on that fountain.
Bali rutegera.
They will perceive me.
Era bali funa eminembe mmetima.
And get peace in their heart.
They will be strengthened.
Banji bajja kuziwa mu amanyi.
Kati bikwatu memunanaga.
Acts chapter 1
verse 8.
When the Spirit comes, he gives them power.
So go soma ulile.
You read that we hear.
Ebikola bya batume esule soka no lunyiriro lwo munana.
Acts chapter 1 verses 8.
Naye muri webwa manyi omoyo mutukuvu bwali maloku jja kummoi. Namwe munabanga bajulirwa abange mu Yerusalemu ne mu Buyuda yabonna ne mu Samaria. Nokutusa ku komerero yensi.
Yes. Kwegamuru kuba moyo mtukufu. Batugame mbujuvu bolwede tayari. Rana kutumulira.
Spirit is said in his fullness is here and we to we.
Gorutu kuba tusi ku fountain yenu.
When you reach this fountain.
Kusibuke eno.
At this source. of the peace of God, of the gospel of the kingdom of God in the kingdom of heaven.
This
source of the Holy Spirit in His
building.
Seven spirits flowing the whole world. The fountain of the much light of the word of God. When you reach and you believe and you humble, power given him to move.
You hear this.
Want to rise, move straight, begin the work. We to say, wait that you first receive the Spirit.
Yes,
praise Jesus much.
They will be strengthened. They will raise up under the anointing of the Holy Spirit.
They
will return with the fire of the Holy Spirit.
You hear what happens? When you reach, you've seen it, those who hear us.
You
just hear and you feel the Spirit began.
Acts
chapter 1 verse 8. Verse 5. He said like this. Acts chapter 1 verse 5.
Kubanga Yokana yabatiza na mazi na yemwe muri batiza no moyo mutukuvu munaku sinyinji.
Yes.
Kwigamba.
Now to say even baptism you baptized by the Spirit. Leave the other you baptized in water. Today you're coming in new generation with full knowledge of God.
To
join on God's final work on this planet earth.
Revival.
The restoration. The last. God's worldwide promised call. It's on the nation Uganda. It's not that you were baptized where you are. Coming here, you've come baptized with Spirit and fire. The fire. It's of the word of God.
Baptized
to feel the Spirit in you. Even the fire of the word. The scriptures.
Jeremiah.
Speaks of them in Jeremiah. Chapter 23. The word of God is a consuming fire. You read as we hear. Jeremiah chapter 23 verse
29.
Have you heard very well? The word of God is not fire, not a hammer crushing rocks.
If
you come in new generation with full knowledge of God, or what we call focus of God, in the full knowledge of God,
you
must be baptized with the Spirit and the fire of the word.
And
the scriptures flow in you. And the Holy Spirit is the one doing all this. To fulfill the purpose proclaimed to the whole world. God is called which is of the nation of Uganda. In this era of AD,
as
it was on the nation of Israel, in the era of BC, as he has come proclaiming it to all nations, praise Jesus much.
So,
now in Matthew chapter
3,
verse 11 speaks of that word like this.
Matthew
chapter
3
from verse 11.
Zimbabatiza na mazi orokuwe ninya. Na yoya jenyu mawangi ya singa amanyi. Sisani la na kukwata ngatoze. Oyaliba batiza no moyo mutukuvu no muliro.
Yes. So you were baptized with water wherever you are.
Naba.
It's not yet.
You
can't even move do God's final work. That you work with him. No.
It's
better to be set to you as we are today.
No more, no more.
Baptize you with the Spirit and fire. Baptize with
no
Spirit
more.
And fire.
The
fire in the word. All they pass through the same Holy Spirit. For we
want
we see in the lamps of fire.
In
Revelation 4 verse 5. He appears in the seven lamps of fire. See him in John 6:63.
What
I said to you, their spirits. Baptize with power. In the spirit of wisdom, understanding.
Kutesa,
in counsel. In power. In knowledge. In fear of God. Even in the spirit of the Lord. Baptize with scriptures, fire. Scriptures in all wisdom and understanding. Even in counsel. In power, in knowledge. In
the
fear of God to hate evil. To glorify God. In the spirit of the living God. And he fulfilleth Matthew 10. When they ask you among the nations, even the kings,
fear
not what you'll answer them.
The
Spirit himself will give you what to answer. Praise Jesus much.
So, agambi,
but he has said that they will reach this mountain as today.
That they
baptized with the spirit and the fire of the word.
They
said they will get back when they have been baptized.
Many will rock to this nation.
And he said, "Banji baje tunuri eri guangalino."
What is the solution?
Eri chokudamo chawe.
The wise of the world.
Abageza bensi.
The powerful of the world.
Abamanya bensi.
And they will come down here to seek counsels from the men and women servants of God.
Okunonya okuteso kuviri abasaje na bakazi abaweleza ba mukama.
Yes, you have been.
Praise Jesus much.
Lwachi baje kujia.
Why would they get down?
Abasaje abagezi.
The wise men.
Abensi.
Those of the world.
Abamani.
The great of the world.
Hey, hey. Huh.
They have come for solution. Troubles are many. When the year 2020 began. No one seeks for solution when there are no
you
troubles.
See something. You can see something. Eh?
You will not all
over. Huh? Are you seeing why? Why?
All
why
watch.
Many problems since the beginning of 2020. Because they have to come. And seek for solution.
What would someone come for solution over what? But God's final work
on the land
are not take
away.
He has to put problems in place. They surpass the wisdom of the wise. Isaiah 29:14. Read us to hear.
Isaiah 29:14. Kale, laba. Ngendo kolo omulimu ogwe kitalo mu bantu bano. Omulimu ogwe kitalo eri ekyamagero. N'amagezi g'abagezigezi baabwe galizikirira. N'okutegeera kw'abakabaka baabwe kuli kwekebwa.
Owulira ekiriwo.
You hear what is?
Ng'akola omulimu gwe yasubiza ogusemba okusema zinga w'ensi eno.
The final work he promised on the planet.
Revival.
Era
okudizibwa obujja okukyasinze.
The greatest restoration.
Era okusembayo.
And the last.
Okusinya mu Uganda kulali Africa.
Best in Uganda, Pearl of Africa.
Kwegamba alina by'alina okubakola solution zigwewo.
Now there are things he has to do and they will see.
Amagezi g'abagezigezi bana science n'abagezi. Gakomenga tegakyasobola kuleta solution.
And the wise will end no more to bring solution. The person brings the understanding.
And
doesn't work and they will hide it and they say it's not me who invented it. And they will end up coming
solution.
To seek for solution.
A
nation prepared for this
world.
The nation of Uganda.
The
issue of jealousy ceases to have it. Now we are on God. We speak of who does what he wants.
Yes, he was
praise Jesus much. Now, as he told Apostle John Mulindi,
this
fourth paragraph in the vision he gave him, in 1995, men will come
in
nation to seek for solution. The wise of the world,
those
great of the world,
and
come to seek what should we do next. God is doing the marvelous work, the miracle and the wonder.
He
makes wisdom of the wise perish, understanding of the prudence, and it's hidden.
And they say, what should we do next? Now I speak to all out in the world. To save of many beatings and troubles. You shouldn't ask, what should we do next? Even it's not that, it's to put problems on you. Until you look for solution. Some men went to say, those will be proven.
President of America Trump.
That the American President Trump. He had in Uganda they are getting
corona.
They are getting cured of corona.
Coronavirus.
Coronavirus. That he contacted the president here. To send him some of the doctors go treat the Americans.
So
it's not yet done that what he will do it. It's not a joking matter. Maybe how many years have I spoken to you? Is there something you've not seen? Now God asks us the world. Why there are many problems? When the year 2020 began,
he officially
opens his final work on the planet Earth. He does it. First, pressed the wise of the world. The powerful.
Yes,
praise Jesus much.
They
will humble down. And they say, we have nothing to do else.
But
told us in Habakkuk chapter 1 verse
5
that nations will gather to themselves to seek for a solution among them, but they will end up seeing the great work of God. You read you here
Habakkuk
chapter 1 verse
5. Museyo moyo, mwewunye nyo nyini.
You behold you nations.
Museyo moyo,
you regard.
Mwewunye nyo nyini.
And wonder.
Habakkuk sura isoka, noru nyiriri orokutano.
Habakkuk chapter 1 verse 5.
Murabeno mwamawanga, museyo moyo, mwewunye nyo nyini. Kubanga nkole romuli muna kuzamwe. Gwemuta likiriza. Ni wankubatenga mugubuli dua.
Yes.
Kubanga nkole romuli mu.
For I do a work.
Muna kuzamwe.
In your days.
Ezo kutinka.
Of.
Ngalali mkwei musambiti. Muna kuzamwe.
Of exalting themselves in honors.
Or
it will be told you, some will not believe it. Is it God doing it? The human beings, or they are human? How it's exceeded human standards. Now that is what told Apostle John Molinde. Those you know as the wise of the world. When the wise and the great. I will squeeze them till come for solution
in
my nation have chosen for their sake.
Now
they didn't choose us for our sake, but for all you out there in the whole world. For right here is where you originated from. Right at the source of the River Nile. Do not pretend
because
your documents of history showed you that, but you hid those information. And you thought God too will hide it. Now you've reached to come where you began from. As the European explorers thought where they began from. And they came where rivers divide each other.
According
to that in Isaiah 18, verses 1 and 2, that their nation, those who were there from the beginning, rivers have divided within it. Here is where we have rivers divide each other and you clearly see it physically. River Nile, it passes, even Victoria is off from it. Now you have their nation, rivers have divided in it. They make the cross of Jesus.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
So
now we shall come back in the fifth paragraph. Because he speaks saying,
he continued to say,
ye yongero gamba,
I will open the borders of this nation.
Nienda kugulawo borders za igwanga lino.
Yayogera ku borders nja kuzigula.
Spoke borders will open them. He emphasized it. And we wonder how is it to do that? Apostle John Mulinde never first understood that.
And
the prophecy says, I don't know how
to
do it. I do not know what it exactly means. I don't know it's going to be open to which extent.
Paragraph
we shall get back to explain the scriptures in the form of teaching.
He continued to say, I will open the borders of this nation because I'm going to raise up men and women of this land. I will send them to the nations of the world with a flag of revival.
And
wherever they will go, people shall flock unto them. Not because what they are, but because they will receive Christ in them. Yes,
praise Jesus.
So we're paragraph.
Now we shall get back to explain this paragraph. Praise men and women in this nation. That was first the prophecy in Isaiah 18, verse 1-3. Where we shall go with the banner and the trumpets of revival. Now we shall get back.
We'll
explain the remaining paragraphs. May God bless you. Thank you for coming.